Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, good Tuesday to each and every one of you, wherever you might be, down in around and outside and inside the Stand in the Gap Radio Network. What a joy it is to have you with us today on this Tuesday, the day that the Lord has made for us, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Along with David Kistler, I am Gary Dahl, and this is Stand in the Gap, which is a ministry of the American Pastors Network. And to every one of you who are there listening to us, whether it's on the radio or the computer, we are certainly delighted to have you with us. And again, we thank you for the pleasure of your company. We would encourage you to go to our Stand in the Gap Radio website, which is www.standinthegapradio.com, and learn more about our radio ministry. That is the radio ministry of the American Pastors Network. And also at that particular website, you can correspond with us, and we would encourage you to do that you would desire to do so. But nevertheless, we are delighted to have you with us, and David Kistler, it's good to see you today, my friend.
Well, Gary, your eyesight is incredibly good, if you can see me. But oh, it's a delight. It's a delight to be aboard, Gary. It really is, and great to have you back from vacation.
Well, it's good to be back. Excuse me, and we are waiting for Sam Rohr to come back. He is actually in Ukraine right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not exactly sure when he's coming back, but we suspect that he will be with us tomorrow, if not Thursday, and if not Thursday, then Friday, and if not Friday, then Monday. How does that sound, Dave? Is that the way the politicians talk?
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say you sound like a politician.
Well, we try. Anyway, also today we are scheduled to have with us Frank Gaffney, who is the founder and president of the Center of Security Policy in Washington, D.C. He will be with us during the second and the third segments. We've been having some difficulty getting in touch with him, but he is scheduled to be with us, and so you won't want to go away. Hopefully he'll be with us after the 12:15 break. But anyway, it's a delight to have you folks there. And Dave, I guess you could say that there's good news from Wall Street. The Dow opened up more than 300 points this morning and seems to be stabilizing. I'm not sure if it's going to continue that way or not, but the Wall Street was prepared to stage a comeback today as investors began to shrug off global economic growth concerns. Adding fuel to the turnabout momentum was a move by the Chinese central bank to cut interest rates in an effort to quell the investor anxiety. And so it's interesting. Things seem to be bouncing back, but everybody's pointing their fingers at China. I don't know if that's totally what this is all about or not. I'm not necessarily an economist, but at least they're getting the blame right now, Dave.
Well, Gary, they are, and probably there is legitimate blame being laid at their doorstep. It was interesting, Gary. We talked about this on the program yesterday. At the beginning of a business day and at the very conclusion of a business day is typically when you will see the most movement in the stock market. And my fear was that late in the day yesterday, there would be a sell-off when there's jitters in the market. And I'm not a huge player in the stock market by any means. I do have some money there. But the bottom line is this. When there are jitters in the stock market, the end of the day typically will bring what we saw yesterday. And hopefully, Gary, hopefully, to be quite honest with you, we've weathered the storm, so to speak, and there's not going to be any long-term ramifications of this. However, I will say this. In another sense, there are definitely long-term ramifications for what we see going on. There are causes for what we see happening within our economic structure and the global economic structure as well. And I'm sure we could talk about that to a large degree and spend the entire program on it. But Gary, I think what we see happening in our country is a result of our turning our back on God, and may be directly related, as Pat Robertson suggested, to the continued funding on the part of our federal government of Planned Parenthood. I think he made a legitimate point when he said we may be experiencing the economic consequences that we're experiencing because we have so violently disregarded God's law relative to life.
Well, you know, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, when you read the scripture, the Bible is very, very clear that God is the giver of life. He is the taker of life, and that's in his hands. And when any person or any organization or any nation sets themselves up as God and yields to abortion, and of course, you know, I believe, Dave, that life begins at the point of conception. So any abortion anywhere along the stage of the pregnancy of the lady, in my opinion, from a biblical perspective, is murder. And of course, this nation back in 1973 really legalized abortion, legalized murder. It's not lawful, but they legalized it. And then, of course, we come along and recognize same-sex marriage in this country. You know, we can only expect that God's judgment's going to be upon America. The question is, how long will we go before God really lowers the boom?
Well, you know, Gary, Deuteronomy 11, 26, 27, and 28 says this, "Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse, a blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which ye have not known." So, Gary, God, who is the one who declares that he changes not, he doesn't alter his essential character. The God who felt that way relative to the nation of Israel feels the same way about the United States of America. When we turn our back on God, we begin to elevate the very things that he calls abomination, and we begin to dignify the very things that he calls pure evil. And Gary, the funding of an organization called Planned Parenthood that would deal in the dissection of fetal parts and baby parts, Gary, how much more perverse and corrupt can a nation become? How much more insensitive can a Congress become if they want to continue to fund that? Mm-hmm. So if we think we're going to get by with that and it not bring God's curse on us, then we're sadly mistaken.
Well, not only are those who involved with Planned Parenthood involved in murder, but, you know, you listen to the way some of them have spoken. That is, some of the people who are responsible for taking apart these fetuses, these babies, you know, they laugh at them and they joke about it. And, you know, it's I don't know what crawls up in somebody like that and dies that makes them think like that, Dave.
Well, Gary, I don't know either, but I'll tell you what is just about as angering as anything that I have heard recently, and that is the critique of the term anchor baby. You know, Jeb Bush and Donald Trump were critiqued and criticized, and they were questioned at two events, each of their respective events, about the highly offensive nature of that term. And, Gary, here's what's so heartbreaking. We can't even call something what it is any longer today without being labeled offensive, and yet a heinous act of murder, of dissecting baby parts and then talking callously about the selling of them, that is not offensive. Give me a break.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, we are living in a day that the Word of God reminds us that will be an attitude in the latter days, and that is we will call right wrong and wrong right. And of course, we are there today. And that's why it's so very important for us as Christians to stand for the truth no matter what. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue our program, and hopefully when we come back, Frank Gaffney will be with us. If he is, why, we'll have a lot of good discussion. If he isn't, we'll have a lot of good discussion. So don't you go away. This is the Stand in the Gap radio program from the American Pastors Network. We will be back with more right after this, so please stay tuned.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
As Christian financial advisors, we hold a biblical worldview and teach stewardship as a lifestyle. For over 30 years, we have taught families how to apply God's Word to our daily lives. Our three-day stewardship lifestyle seminars are held in Bible-teaching churches across America. We go far beyond basic budgeting and dig into the meat of Scripture. We believe that principle without application often lead to frustration. This is Roy Russell with the Life Financial Group in Douglasville. We are just west of Pottstown on Route 422. Visit our website or read our weekly blog at thelifegroup.org. There you'll find videos and PowerPoints for our ministry to the local church. In addition to investing and actively managing over $100 million, we prepare hundreds of tax returns for believers around the area. Come in for a second opinion and see how a biblical worldview can positively affect your investing and financial planning. Call us at 610-385-4500. That's 385-4500 or on the web at thelifegroup.org.
Securities offered through Genius Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Chances are there'll never be an emergency ever again. But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
Who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
An English astronomer, he became world-renowned for his discovery of the planet Uranus. He was noted for his recognition of double stars. Using the technology of the late 18th century, he constructed the greatest reflecting telescopes of his time, and with them, cataloged and studied the nebulae and galaxies as had never been done before. For his accomplishments, he was knighted by English royalty. His name was Sir William Herschel, and he died this day, August 25th, 1822. Commenting on the grandeur of the heavens, Sir William Herschel stated, "The undevout astronomer must be mad."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Kings or Parliament could not give the rights essential to happiness. We claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals. They are created in us by the decrees of providence which establish the law of our nature. They are born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. A quote from John Dickinson, 1804.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today, along with David Kistler. I'm Gary Dahl, and of course, Sam Rohr is still over in Ukraine, soon to be home with us here in the United States of America. And of course, we'll be back on the program giving us an update as to what God has opened the door for the American Pastors Network to do over in Ukraine. And I am looking forward to that greatly. And of course, we do want to welcome those of you who are joining us on new radio stations. This program is on your station at the same time every day, talking about the issues that we are confronted with in America today from the perspective of the Word of God and the United States Constitution. We encourage you to go to our Stand in the Gap Radio website, which is www.standinthegapradio.com, and learn more about this particular ministry there. Well, we are delighted to have with us Frank Gaffney today. Frank is a very, very active individual. He is the founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C. That particular center is a not-for-profit, nonpartisan educational corporation established in 1988. And under Mr. Gaffney's leadership, the center has been nationally and internationally recognized as a resource for timely, informed, and penetrating analysis of foreign and defense policy matters. Mr. Gaffney is also the host of Secure Freedom Radio, which is a nationally syndicated radio program heard weeknights throughout the country. On Secure Freedom Radio, Frank addresses current and emerging threats to national security, sovereignty, and our ways of life. Featured guests have included Newt Gingrich, John Bolton, Donald Rumsfeld, and many others. And so you can see that Frank really is influential in our nation. He is also the publisher and associate editor of Sharia, The Threat to America. And this highly acclaimed report provides a comprehensive and articulate second opinion on the official characterizations and assessments of the threat of political Islam as put forward by the United States government. Sharia, The Threat, draws upon the work of the Center for Security Policy and offers practical steps for mobilizing the law enforcement, our elected officials, and the American public to defend our country from those who would do us harm. Frank Gaffney, we are delighted to have you with us today. Dave Kistler is on board. I'm Gary Dahl. And I'll tell you what, God has used you over the years. And one good thing about it is you and I were born in the same part of the country, Western Pennsylvania. So welcome aboard to Stand in the Gap Radio today. Frank, are you there?
Yes, well, I apologize. I had muted the phone. Are you there?
Well, that's all right. And that's okay.
Great
you know,
to be with you.
We are delighted to have you with us today. And it's just a blessing to see how the Lord is using you in so many, many ways across our nation today. Just want to start here today by saying that not only are we thankful that you are a voice out there for truth in America, but yesterday, our dear friend Harry Reid announced that he endorses what is being called the Obama bomb. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that, Frank. Let's begin right there today. How about it?
Sure. Harry Reid's endorsement of the Iran deal, I think of it as the Obama bomb deal, because the administration has said it's about as important as the Obama Care initiative was in his domestic legacy. In so doing, Senator Reid has indicated that he's going to try to actually prevent a debate in the United States Senate on this legislation that would actually turn down the deal if a majority of the Senate is so disposed, and I think they are. As a result, what we're going to find, I'm afraid, is despite the myriad flaws in this agreement, and there are so many that it would take probably the rest of the day, let alone the rest of the program, to enumerate fully, but just to give you a couple of examples of what's really wrong with this picture, and then we can turn to the bizarre situation we find ourselves in which basically a small minority, a partisan minority at that, in just one house in the United States Congress can foist this very bad deal on all of us, and that seems to be Harry Reid's intent. But to give you some examples of what's wrong with this, as I'm sure you know, the agreement eviscerates what has been the standing policy of the United States government under both Republican and Democratic administrations for years. And by the way, was the essence of six United Nations Security Council resolutions, namely that Iran had to give up its enrichment capability, which is a element of its nuclear weapons program that really makes everything else possible. If you can enrich uranium, you can make bombs.
Right.
And that's what Iran has been about. And unfortunately, preserving that is a very, very serious defect in this program. You add on top of it sending $150 billion to Iran, which even the administration admit is going to wind up, at least some of it, in additional support for terrorism. And some of that, at least, will be aimed at us, certainly our troops, if not our people here at home. And on top of it all, if Iran does, in fact, get a nuclear weapon, I'm concerned, as I know you are, that this may well be used not only to do what they've promised towards Israel, which is to wipe it off the map, but also to bring about, as they endlessly say, death to America, the world without America they've been called for. And I think it's irresponsible in the extreme to be ignoring these promises and express long-standing determination to do us violent harm.
Dr. Gaffney, this is Dave Kistler, and I just want to say thank you so much for being aboard today. I actually met you a number of years ago, as did Dr. Gary Dahl, in front of the White House in Washington, D.C., when that gentleman from Great Britain named Anjem Chaudhry had vowed to come and call for Sharia law here in the United States. And, of course, he ended up not showing up. But you were there in front of the White House. We were there covering that event, and we got to meet briefly. But I appreciate so much your forthrightness, your stand for truth, your concern for the United States of America. And we certainly appreciate having you on the program today. I want to ask you a question. It almost defies one's ability to comprehend why our current administration has such a difficulty taking the statements that are coming out of Iran seriously. They make statements about Israel that you just referenced, that they want to wipe Israel off the face of the map. They make disturbing statements about what they want to see happen to the United States of America, what they want to do to the United States of America. Why is it this administration seemingly cannot take them at their word, but is willing to make a horrible deal with an administration, a country that has lied incessantly, and we have no guarantee whatsoever? We have all the indications to the contrary that they're not going to keep this deal at all. Why do we have trouble taking them at their word?
Well, before answering that, let me just say, since you've called it to mind, our previous meeting, one little bit of good news in a sea of very, very dark tidings at the moment is Anjem Chaudhry is being prosecuted now by the British government for his support for terrorism. So,
good for them.
Hopefully he will be brought to justice at long last. Look, the administration under President Obama, I'm sorry to say, I think is simply indifferent to national security interests of this country. And that's a harsh indictment, and it may seem over the top unless you look at all of the things that they've done. And I don't simply mean this deal. This deal is really kind of a microcosm of a larger policy approach. I've described the Obama doctrine in 9 easily remembered words: embolden our enemies, undermine our friends, and diminish our country. And you see all of those at work in this deal, but it's really the leitmotif, whether it's Russia, whether it's China, whether it's the Muslim Brotherhood, or the global jihad more generally, whether it's Hugo Chavez and now Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela, or the Castro brothers in Cuba. In every turn, those have been the basic principles that have been applied by this administration. And so when you look at the Iran deal, I think it fits the pattern. It just happens to be exceptionally dangerous because you're dealing, as you know, with a regime that not only has said endlessly, and I mean for decades now, that it intends to destroy Israel, and it intends to destroy the United States as part of its global jihadist movement, but it's hard at work at doing it.
Well, they are. And, of course, Dr. Frank Gaffney, we're going to have to take a break here, and we'll continue our discussion when we return. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to Frank Gaffney, who, of course, is with the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., really sharp on the issues that we are faced with today in the United States of America. And we're talking a lot about the Iranian deal and some other issues. Frank will be with us when we come back from the break. So don't you go away. This is Gary Dahl along with Dave Kistler on the Stand in the Gap Radio Network. We'll be back with more right after these messages.
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis, 1776.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A French prosecutor says the suspect in last week's attempted train attack had just watched a jihadist video on his phone.
When we consulted him, even though he was on the Thalys train, that he was looking at a video, in fact, telling people to act violently in the name of radical Islam.
A formal terrorism investigation has just been opened. Three Americans and a Brit tackled Ayoub al-Khazani. The prosecutor says the suspects claim this was an attempted robbery seems far-fetched. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 359 points after an overnight move by China.
The People's Bank of China, their version of the Federal Reserve, jumped in and cut rates, forced the banks to not hold so much capital, and that kind of psychologically helped the picture.
Fox Business Network's Liz Klayman there. The S&P and NASDAQ are higher today as well after yesterday's stock sell-off around the world. Fox News, we report. You decide.
A government of laws and not of men. John Adams, 1774.
Stand in the Gap Weekend with Sam Rohr and Gary Dull of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network features a message from one of the nearly 3,000 church leaders that are members of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network. The mission is to build a permanent network of pastors across the state that are dedicated to affirming the authority of Scripture and taking seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Every day, we're working to impact the nation's values by encouraging pastors to lead their churches in addressing today's toughest issues, including the deterioration of traditional marriage, pornography, sexual permissiveness, and abortion. You're invited to join us in the battle for truth.
Airing Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and streaming Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. on our website, 1180wfyl.com.
Without God, liberty will not last. A quote from Thomas Jefferson.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And on behalf of David Kistler, I am Gary Dull, and we are delighted to have with us Dr. Frank Gaffney of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C. And Frank is really up on security measures in this nation, and we want to continue to talk to him in these next few minutes of this third segment of our program. And Dave, I'm going to go your way for a question for Dr. Gaffney.
Thank you, Gary, so much. And again, Dr. Gaffney, it is a delight to have you aboard. I have followed your writing and what you have done for the national security for years. And again, I want to just say how much I appreciate you and the emphasis and the forthrightness with which you speak relative to these issues. My question is this, and I know this may sound like an odd question, but in the last several days, there's information come out relative to this website, this cheating website called Ashley Madison. And, of course, I think maybe today or yesterday there is some suggestion that maybe two people whose names were leaked via this hacking of this website have committed suicide. My question to you is this. Is it possible, because to me it looks like this could be a national security issue, is it possible that some of these websites, if they were either owned or maybe not owned by entities that seek the destruction of America, but are hacked by entities that want to see America destroyed, is it possible that this type of information that has either been hacked or leaked could be used against the United States from a national security standpoint?
May I ask your indulgence to answer that question in a moment and just finish a thought that I had, and unfortunately when the music came up, doing radio myself, I knew that I was supposed to stop, but just to complete an important point from the last
absolutely,
break.
Absolutely.
Here on the Iran deal, it's not just that we're talking about a country that seeks our destruction and that of Israel. It is a country that believes it is God's will that they do it now, that they seek through what sounds an awful lot like Armageddon, the end of times, the introduction of the golden age of Islam, the return of what they call the 12th Imam, the Mahdi, this prescription for global destruction, apocalyptic destruction, is the backdrop to what the Iranians are up to. And I think particularly for people of faith listening to this program, they need to understand this is up. We're up against people whose faith tells them not only to acquire nuclear weapons and any other means they can of harming us, but to use them and possibly, in fact, I believe, certainly to use them as soon as they get their hands on them. So this is the backdrop against which this deal is now being considered. And I just entreat your listeners, if they haven't already done so, to get in touch with their elected members of Congress, Senate and the House, and please entreat them to reject this deal and overcome Harry Reid and others' efforts to prevent us from being spared it. Now, on the question of the use of the Internet to compromise individuals or undermine our national security, I think it is a problem that we frankly don't fully comprehend, let alone have answers to. This incident with the website is just one example. If it's not just people who had the poor moral code and bad judgment to give their names and personal information to a network of people who encourage cheating on, you know, your husband or wife, you have an incident in which, apparently for some years now, we're told Communist China has been exhaustively vacuuming information contained in the Office of Personnel Management's databases. Those are, of course, the data that provide information about most, if not virtually every government employee, past and present, and that give all kinds of information, including about their social security numbers and sort of personal information, but much more importantly, in a lot of cases, whether they've received security clearances, what kind of information showed up on their background investigations or those security clearances, and all kinds of other things that would be absolutely indispensable for enemy intelligence services seeking to recruit or subvert our, special operations units, our clandestine services, our intelligence agencies and the people who man them. So this is a huge problem. I'm so glad that you called attention to it, because it's unfortunately that cheating site is really just the tip of an iceberg that's huge and very ominous indeed.
Oh, I can imagine it is, Dr. Gaffney. And, you do a lot of work in national security, and you probably know more about national security than the people in Washington do, that is, the people in the government in Washington do, in my opinion. And, by the way, that pin you designed, the nun pin, I appreciate that. I wear that often on my lapel.
Wonderful.
I pastor a church, and it's on three television stations every Sunday morning, and I wear that on television every Sunday. I really appreciate it very much.
Bless you.
But let's go on. Through your involvement with national security, when we look around the country, we see the rise of the Muslim Brotherhood and how it is, of course, infiltrated into our government. There's the rise of having interest in Sharia court. There is the growth of terror in this country and other places around the world. And then, of course, we have the Iranian deal. I know that Barack Obama came on the scene 7-8 years ago and said that he was going to fundamentally change America. But in light of these things that we have before us today, how in the world has he been able to lead others in Congress to follow him, such as Harry Reid and others? What is going on in Washington, D.C., that so many of our legislators down there and even some in the Pentagon are so absolutely gullible to some of these things and following his direction?
Well, it's a question that I think historians are going to be ruminating about for a long time. It seems unimaginable that we would voluntarily be doing the sorts of things to our national security that this president is engineering. It is a fundamental transformation, make no mistake about it. We kind of alluded earlier to the Obama doctrine. We've changed sides in what was once called the war on terror. I think of it really as the war for the free world. And we are now aligned with some of the very folks that you've talked about, who, like the Iranians, believe that it is God's will that their Islamic supremacist doctrine, which they call Sharia, will govern the entire world, not the American Constitution, not our freedoms as we've known them and cherished them, given to us by God, but rather the slavery that is really inherent in their program of Sharia. And why the president would do it, one can only speculate about. He has a long and, I'm afraid, very troubling history of enmity towards this country and towards the sort of institutions, notably the Constitution. We've seen that play out in how he conducts himself. Why others are following him is another curious thing. People are obliged to follow what are lawful orders in the military, for example, but there's an awful lot that suggests unlawfulness on the part of this president, unconstitutional behavior that I would have thought people both in uniform and in civilian life would break with the president rather than follow his lead. But it hasn't happened, and the most mysterious of all is, where are the Republicans? They were given control of the Congress in the last election, as you know, I believe directly with a mandate to stop Barack Obama's anti-constitutional conduct. And
Dr. Gaffney,
they've enabled it.
Dr. Gaffney, I agree with you 100%, and we've got about a minute left, and I want to just try to get one last question in. I know you're deeply concerned, as are we, deeply concerned about the infiltration of Muslim Brotherhood entities into the State Department, even into the White House and various aspects of our government, even our military. How pervasive is the infiltration? And if you could issue a solemn warning to those that are listening to this program about what's taking place relative to this in our government and in our institutions.
Well, thank you. The Muslim Brotherhood is an organization we know from documents used in a federal lawsuit is determined to, quote, destroy Western civilization from within. People can find out a lot more information about this at MuslimBrotherhoodInAmerica.com. Of course, we've prepared. I commend it to you all.
Well, Frank Gaffney, we want to thank you very, very much for being with us. And we encourage people to get your document, Sharia, The Threat to America. And that would, of course, explain a whole lot. But we are delighted to have you with us today. And maybe sometime in the near future, you can come back and be with us again. God bless you and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Folks, we're going to take a break, and we will be back with more in the final discussion, in the final segment of our discussion today. So don't go away.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
This is Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, and I'm thrilled to announce that BJU Press, the Christian homeschool curriculum leader, has come alongside APN as a national sponsor of Stand in the Gap today. Together, we share a commitment to further a true biblical worldview and to follow Jesus' command to be salt and light to the culture. BJU Press provides academically sound educational materials designed to fully equip children for college and the workplace. As postmodern culture seeks to eliminate God from the classroom, BJU Press integrates biblical truth into curricula that's accurate, dependable, and exceeds all national academic standards. APN welcomes BJU Press as a national partner and sponsor of Stand in the Gap today. If you're a parent and want to find out more, visit BJU Press online at bjupresshomeschool.com or by calling 800-845-5731. Again, we at APM welcomes BJU Press as a national partner as together we work to instill Christian values in the generations to follow.
My name is Nancy Becker, and I am your recorder of deeds here in Montgomery County. It's very important for the veterans to be aware that they should record their DD-214 or military discharge in the recorder of deeds office. This is important because when a veteran passes, the funeral director will usually contact the recorder of deeds office so that they can arrange for a military funeral. And this relieves the burden of family members of trying to find this very important document. But the most important reason is that we are now issuing a veteran's photo ID card that entitles the veterans to discounts and incentives from nearly 400 businesses here in Montgomery County. All the veteran has to do is come into the Recorder of Deeds office at 1 Montgomery Plaza in Norristown. Parking is always free for our veterans. You just come into the parking garage and tell them you're a veteran and you can park free of charge. Bring along your DD-214 and a photo ID. We'll issue you the veteran's photo ID, give you a list of the businesses that are participating. It takes about 10-15 minutes at the most, and this way you will be receiving these discounts. The incentive for the business to do this is we advertise your business free of charge. My website gets about 1,000 hits a week, so the potential for over 1,000 people of seeing your business is there. Also, every veteran gets a list of all the businesses participating. They get it when they come into the office, and we email them to them every 3 to 4 weeks so that the veteran is aware of the new businesses we have. Veterans of Montgomery County, please come into our office. It would be my honor to shake your hand and thank you for your service to our country.
Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature. A quote from Benjamin Franklin.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today. And, of course, along with Dave Kistler, I'm Gary Dull. Sam Rohr is somewhere between here and Ukraine, and I believe will be back with us later on this week. But, of course, you know, Dave, that was a great interview with Frank Gaffney. He is so knowledgeable on national security, and, of course, a man like that we could have on with us every day, I think, and learn more and more things. But, you know, he asked a question that I actually heard another talk show host ask yesterday. And that is, where are the Republicans? What are they doing? I kind of think this is one of the reasons why so many people are standing behind Donald Trump right now. You know, for instance, let's go back 7 or 8 years. Barack Obama claimed that he was going to fundamentally change America. And Dave, he's done that. I mean, just look at some of the things that have taken place during his administration. I mean, you know, right now the latest, of course, is that we've got the approval of same-sex marriage. There has been, a rise in our national debt. We find that there's been a breakdown in security. There has been what I believe to be a openness to Islam. You know, we could just go on and on and on. And he has, for whatever reason, been able to lead the liberals and many people in our society to go along with him. What have the Republicans done to stop him? And you know, when you take into consideration that they virtually have done nothing, I'm wondering if indeed, and I'm not suggesting anything here, but, you know, my question is, do the Republicans even deserve another chance for the White House?
Well, Gary, it's disturbing, and that is the $64,000 question that Dr. Gaffney asked. And Gary, I hate that we ran out of time. Anytime we have a great guest like Dr. Gaffney, it seems like the time goes so quickly. But he was headed down a road talking about those that have surrounded the president, or those whom the president has surrounded himself with, that are complicit with Islamic ideology, or do not really care about defending the United States of America, or want to see, as does the president, America fundamentally changed. Gary, think about this. Frank Gaffney was Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense of Nuclear Forces and Arms Control Policy, as well as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security under Ronald Reagan. So Ronald Reagan appointed a man like this, like the gentleman we just had on, who understands globally what's going on. He understands the concept of security. His motivation is to keep America safe. Look who the current president, Barack Obama, has surrounded himself with: Islamic entities, those that are thoroughly filled with a Muslim ideology. Should we be surprised that we have trekked down a course that has led us into dangerous, treacherously dangerous waters? The president has an ideology, but he surrounded himself with those who know how to make that ideology a reality. And so, Gary, this is troubling stuff. A man reveals who he is not only by what he says with his own statements, but man, he reveals who he is by those around whom he is, those with whom he associates, and those that he draws into his sphere of influence. And this president has drawn in those of an anti-American ideology. So it is beyond frightening. And I'm not trying to be an alarmist, Gary, but we do need to speak up. We do need to heed Dr. Gaffney's admonition. And those listening to the program need to contact their congressmen, their senators, and let them know, with respect to this Iranian nuclear deal, we want them to vote against it. It is bad news for the United States and certainly Israel.
Well, they're still trying to, you know, garner up support in Congress. And it looks like they'll be able to do that. But, you know, again, I come back to this idea. Where have the Republicans been? And, you know, I've got to say this. I'm a registered Republican, but I am not a Republican in heart. And I could share why I'm a registered Republican, I guess, at some particular point in time. But David, it just appears to me is that they do a lot of talk, but not a whole lot of do. And so, you know, is this why so many people are interested in Donald Trump? You know, I'm afraid that the Republicans just don't have the backbone to do what needs to be done to get this nation back on track as it is right now.
Well, Gary, part of it is when you serve an elected office, you do a lot more talking than you do doing. Okay, that's just the nature. As our dear friend Jim O'Brien says, when all is said and done, a lot more is said than done, and that's the truth. So there is a lot of that, obviously, in Washington, D.C. The other thing, Gary, is this. Either the Republicans don't have the stomach for the conflict, and what I mean by that is to stand up and resist these things and the negative political ramifications of doing so. Either they don't have the stomach for that, or they really do not understand the danger posed to the United States of America. It is totally incongruous to me. It is difficult, virtually impossible for me to believe that they couldn't understand the danger. Mm-hmm. However, when you live in the bubble that is Washington, D.C., and not in the real world, tragically, Gary, tragically, far too often, you are more uninformed inside the D.C. bubble than you are outside the D.C. bubble. So I suppose that is a possibility that they're just uninformed. But, Gary, the fact of the matter is this. They have done very little with what the American people gave them. And I do agree with you. I think it was a mandate. Do something. They've done nothing about it. And because of that, many of them, Gary, do not deserve a second opportunity. And, yes, that is why Donald Trump is so appealing. Mm-hmm. He is a doer, not a talker.
Well, he is. You know, of course, unfortunately, I don't know that I'd want to be in the shoes of some of these other Republican candidates, because almost every time they are in an interview, they are asked about what Donald Trump said. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how frustrating that must be?
Well, and you know, here is the richest man on the stage, and he's getting all this free publicity. You know, again, it speaks, and again, this is not a promotion of Donald Trump, but it does speak to the brilliance of business savvy and media savvy and how to get your brand out there, how to negotiate. All of these things are what Donald Trump has been all of his adult life. And so, it's interesting, Gary.
Well, you know, I think, ladies and gentlemen, number one, as Frank Gaffney said, you need to call your senators and your representatives and let everybody in Washington know that you do not want this Iranian deal to go through. You just need to get on the telephone and call your representatives as soon as you possibly can. Secondly, we need to pray that God will raise up more people like Frank Gaffney. And we need to pray for his protection, because you know there would be those out there who would want to destroy him. And then thirdly, again, pray for pastors in the pulpit. Dave, I go back to that, as you know, consistently. Pastors in the pulpit need the backbone to preach on truth, and that would make a big difference as well.
Well, Gary, it would make a huge difference. And if I could draw this parallel, as Frank Gaffney has been willing to hazard his reputation and his own physical well-being, which he has done, to speak so forthrightly, preachers need to be willing to hazard some things to speak God's truth directly, unequivocally, clearly into the culture.
No doubt about it. Well, folks, we want to thank you for joining us on today's Stand in the Gap. And, of course, this is a ministry of the American Pastors Network. The Lord willing, we will be back again tomorrow. Who knows? Sam Rohr might even be with us. We'll find out. But the Lord willing, we will be here, and we trust that you will be as well. So on behalf of Dave Kistler, I'm Gary Dahl, saying stand in the gap for faith and freedom. Keep looking up, because we know the best is yet to come. See you tomorrow, the Lord willing.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. Brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission. Join us again tomorrow for Stand in the Gap Today.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.